Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. February 4th, it's the day for the Northern Corn and Soy Expo, taking place out at the Red River Valley Fairgrounds Butler Arena. Free breakfast, free lunch, and all corn and soybean growers, actually everybody, is welcome. No cost to attend. And we'll be live through the day right here. Topping farm news this morning, President Donald Trump announced he is pausing tariffs on Mexico and Canada after speaking to leaders of both countries just hours before the sweeping actions were set to go into effect. The proposed tariffs, which Trump announced Saturday, consisted of a 25% duty on all imports from Mexico and most from Canada, except for the 10% on energy products, and a new 10% tariff on Chinese goods. Trump said earlier Monday that he'd be speaking with China within the next 24 hours. Trump paused the tariffs on America's neighbors to the north and south after the president of Mexico and Canadian prime minister made commitments, some of which they'd already made, to bolster security at their respective borders with the United States. After his call with Trump, Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau said Canada would be implementing its previously announced $1.3 billion border plan, as well as committing to appointing a fentanyl czar and listing cartels as terrorists. But the trade war's already been kicked off. Canada ordered retaliatory tariffs. China says it would take necessary countermeasures, including taking it to the World Trade Organization. Economists have said that the North American tariffs, should they materialize, would swiftly send the Canadian and Mexican economies into recession and likely lift consumer prices for Americans. The Dow tumbled nearly 600 at the opening bell. News of the agreement with Mexico sent stocks on the verge of a comeback. In other farm news this morning, JBS has agreed to pay $83.5 million to settle antitrust claims that it conspired with other meatpacking companies to curb supply in the U.S. beef market to artificially inflate prices. According to reports by Reuters, ranchers and other plaintiffs disclosed their proposed settlement with the Brazilian company and its U.S. units Friday in federal court in Minnesota. The settlement requires a judge's approval. The proposed settlement would resolve claims from two groups, producers that sold cattle to JBS for slaughter between 2015 and 2020, and individual and others who held certain positions in live cattle futures traded on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. The terms require JBS to cooperate with the plaintiffs as the plaintiffs pursue related claims against remaining defendants Tyson, Cargill, and National Beef, which did not immediately respond to requests for comment. You are listening to Inside Agriculture. We're at the Northern Corn and Soy Expo, and we'll be right back with a check of markets.